Last summer, Central Florida was awash in water. Lake Okeechobee overflowed its banks, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers steered that polluted overflow into the St. Lucie and Caloosahatchee rivers. The results included health warnings, toxic algae blooms, and animal die-offs.
Early July, we saw about 50% dead, and then we went out a few weeks later, and then it was about 99% dead.
Florida Oceanographic Society scientist Vincent Encomio says he and other researchers dubbed summer of 2013 the lost summer, as water-based businesses in the region suffered an economic shock. Encomio says that includes all of the Indian River Lagoon's oysters dying.
And then we confirmed with other scientists that are doing work on oysters in the St. Lucie River that when they had gone out later, they had not found any live oysters.
Now the Senate is poised to steer more than $225 million into projects rerouting water flow in the region, including cleaning up what gets dumped into the St. Lucie and Caloosahatchee. Everglades Foundation ecologist Stephen Davis says the projects include finishing a bridge on the Tamiami Trail, which dams up water so it can't flow into the Everglades.
By fixing the problem, we alleviate that issue and can restore the quality of water and the quality of life for those that live along those water bodies. And that's the message that we try to convey.
The Everglades is important, Davis says, because it also recharges Florida's aquifer, where the state gets most of its drinking water. The House, though, plans to spend about $33 million less on those projects. But Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Joe Negron says there are bigger differences between the two chambers.
On higher education, we have a little more money in the Florida Residents Access Grants than the House does. They have more funding in the Springs program than we currently have, but I think they're very manageable differences that we can work out.
For generations, Wakulla Springs has served as a tourist spot, with visitors coming to enjoy its clear, cool waters. But in recent years, its famous glass-bottom boats haven't been getting much use, and those crystal-clear waters have turned foggy due to an influx of pollutants. As the Senate attends to water flow in Central and South Florida, the House is proposing to put $50 million toward restoring Florida Springs. The Senate figure is around $20 million. Meanwhile, when it comes to education, both chambers have different ideas for how to fund the construction and maintenance of the state's public schools, colleges, and universities. It's called Public Education Capital Outlay, or PECO, and PECO funding has been scarce in recent years due to drastic decreases in the trust fund revenue and the amount of money being used to pay off already completed projects. The House wants to spend nearly $600 million on school construction projects in the upcoming fiscal year, with a big chunk of that going to charter schools. But Florida School Board Association President Wayne Blanton says the backlog of maintenance projects is so large, more money is needed.
If we could get a consistent amount of dollars in the range of $350 to $400 million a year, that would allow us to not only keep our schools up, but would allow us to start replacing some of those older schools, which quite frankly cost more than a new school.
The House arrived at its PECO budget using a proposal from State Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam, which diverts some business tax revenue into the PECO fund. The Senate's PECO budget is more than $270 million less than the House's, but that chamber's leaders say they're open to taking a look at the House PECO funding plan as negotiations begin to unfold. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.